This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do thank you and appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, send them over to TheRealSide.com. If you send them there, remind them to have some money, have their credit card out, because I would like them to buy the book or the coffee mug or something. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all those things that you, you know, been told to hate, those are all labels the left have given me. I didn't give them to me. I didn't take them willingly, not until I decided they're stupid and I'm going to have some fun with them. That's when I decided to do it. You buy one of our coffee mugs, a TRS mug, coffee always tastes better. Or if you don't drink coffee, tea tastes better. Whatever you want to put it in. Wine even tastes better in one of my coffee mugs, I'm telling you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom DelBacaro is going to join me after the first break. You know, Tom, a great guy. We have him on the show on a regular basis. And this Mueller thing, you know, and we, I don't know, if you couldn't see the divide coming, if you didn't see this coming and see which way the Dems are going, I'm thinking maybe you should give up your driver's license and your voter card. Because you're just not attached to this planet or something. You know, I really heard people today saying they figured this would be the end of it. If you figured that was going to be the end of it, no matter which way it went, yeah, you're just not awake. You know, you must be comatose. Yes, I'm picking on you on purpose. Because, you know, Barr, again, as much as it, you know, one point in his career when he worked for George W., H.W., was it H.W. or W.? I think it was W. Anyway, he was almost unanimously confirmed at that time. This time, not so much. And the reason behind it wasn't because he's gotten dumber over the years or, you know, less a person of integrity. It's because Trump wanted him. See, it's proof. There is so much proof, so much, over and over and over again, that this is totally a personal thing against Trump. And frankly, some of you have heard about his outbursts in the Mueller report, about how bad things were, and he was getting upset, and, you know, he was telling people, hey, we need to squelch this. You think he was... Now, listen. If he really, truly was connected to the Russians in any way, shape, manner... I mean, Adam Schiff has been running around for 2 years. Says that he has seen proof. He has proof. He has seen proof that the president is connected to the Russians. There's nothing there. That's lying. I want to see the proof. If he truly has proof, he should show it. And if he shows it and it's real, I'll be the first one to start calling for the president to step down. But he doesn't have it. Do you really think that this little kid... This little lying sack of stuff wouldn't have spread that and leaked it all over the place if he didn't have it already? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you're going to see more and more of this. They're going to be coming out there. They're explosive. They are throwing everything they can at the wall to see what will stick. And I want them to bring Mueller in. Some of the stuff that people have forgotten is, remember, first of all, The AG didn't have to release this. He wasn't bound by anything to release it. And they can subpoena all they want to. He's not bound to do it. See, they can't. They keep talking about the president stepping over the law. They can't step over the law either. Step on it, over it. They're not above it. And then the president, he could have claimed executive privilege and told him to go pound sand, but he didn't do that because his name's not Obama. Right? I mean, there's so many things that he could have done to kept us from getting out, and he didn't. He allowed it to go. So, I don't know where they think stuff is being hidden. As much as President Trump constantly tweeted out how nasty this was, what a witch hunt this was, he cooperated with them 100% of the time. How does that work? How is it you can be totally against something, you think it's wrong, supposedly you're blocking the investigation, but you give them everything they want? Doesn't make any sense at all. Now, Barr, during his press conference in the Department of Justice, he reiterated countless times that Mueller found no evidence that Trump, his campaign, or any American colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. The Dems are out there screaming, that doesn't mean anything. So apparently, if they had found evidence, that would have meant everything. But because they didn't find evidence, and it's not what they wanted to hear, that means it doesn't mean anything. Now they're saying it's a different bar for Congress than it is for a special... it's just nuts. They are very, extremely sick people. So after nearly 2 years of investigations, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, witness interviews, 19 attorneys, all who are staunch Democrats, the special counsel still confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but no connection could be made between Trump, his campaign, the members around him, to the Russian government in this situation. And I loved one of the news people said it was unprecedented. Actually, a couple of them said it watching CNN and such. They seem to have forgot when Ted Kennedy, during his run for president, actually tried to get somebody to reach out to the Russians, make a connection for them to take Reagan down. He was going to give them information to take Reagan down. Joe Mancini, your host. Going to get some air. Tom Del Vaccaro will join me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
We are back. Show up at your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you, you know, look at, here's the deal. You can't, with the exception of a few people, you can't know it all. All right, and there are different ways that people come at things. There are different ways that people explain certain things, and it really helps to hear how other people come at issues. Because if you have an insight as to how they do it, then you have a better chance of reaching them. You have a better chance if you know who they are and what they're about, and you can speak their language. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorites to have on the show, Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's an author, speaker. He's on Fox News on a regular basis. Also, he's his book, The Divided Error. Hold on. Here you are. Okay. Now I lost my place. God bless. The Divided
Era. How are you, Joe?
No, I'm not done. Shut up. The Divided Era and publisher of The Political Vanguard. All right, Tom, how you doing?
Am I allowed to speak now?
You are now. Yeah, sorry about that. He says, you got to let me finish because I'm Italian. As I roll, my tongue will get all twisted in my mouth if I can't finish my words.
There you go. Well, today was the culmination of the effort to unseat a presidency. You had, and it's not over.
It's not over.
This is another peak.
Yep.
It's another peak. Last year, I was warning people throughout the year that Bob Mueller was going to write a hit job on Trump. And that's what he did. Sure, there was no collusion. You can't avoid that. It didn't happen. In fact, I wrote for Fox a couple of weeks ago the fact that when Bob Mueller took the job, it was patently obvious that there was no collusion. A week afterwards, Dianne Feinstein's on TV saying she's heard rumors but has no evidence, and she was on the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee. 6 days later, James Clapper said he'd heard rumors but he had no hard evidence, and he was the top spy there for 7 months. So Mueller carries on for 2 years determining what was known at the time he started, which is that no one had actually done anything. Now, how is it they knew it from the beginning? Oh, yes. They were spying on the Trump administration. They knew they had planted the information into George Papadopoulos. They knew Carter Page. They actually worked with him in the past to convict of bad people. They knew all this. And now we get a report that has 200 such some pages of actions by Donald Trump, which Bob Mueller says, well, maybe this is collusion. I'm sorry, obstruction. Maybe it isn't. Who's this written for? There is no law that says that Robert Mueller has to write a detailed report. He could have submitted one line which said, I found no collusion and there was no obstruction that I can find, period. He could have just wrote that. He wrote 200 pages to give to the Democrats so they can continue to carry on. This is a disgrace. I have a new op-ed on Fox on the front page you can go to it. The op-ed is about the fact that Mueller all along, he never should have taken this job. People forget, Joe. I know you didn't because because you're brilliant. People forget that the day before Robert Mueller took the job, he interviewed to be the FBI director. He's a witness. If there was going to be a discussion, and there is, about the firing of James Comey, he's a witness. You can't, in America, at least not the corrupt America, you can't be a witness and a fact finder. It's disgraceful that he held on to this position. Oh, yes, and his good friend James Comey and the actions of the FBI. His work, I cite the law that says if you have a personal or business relationship with someone involved in the investigation, you can't be involved. He didn't care. He investigated his own. And what did he come up with? Not a word about what the FBI did wrong. He didn't see it?
Oh, that's not going to happen. Tom, that's the other thing, too. We're calling for, they're calling for now for investigations. They're hoping that Barr does a special investigation on the FBI and a few other groups.
I wouldn't be so sure.
That it's going to happen.
I like this Barr guy. He sits there, she says, why would you say it's unprecedented? It makes it sound, the reporter today makes it sound blah, blah, blah. And Barr goes, is there a precedent for this? She goes, no. And he goes, then I'm factually correct. He's no nonsense. He's not Jeff Sessions. He sure as hell isn't afraid of these Democrats. And he's going to go out a patriot. He's not going to go out and worry about his reputation.
I think the thing that bothers me, though, it's like everything else. You know, when they talking about locking up Obama years ago, and they're talking about locking up Eric Holder, it's like, who's going to put handcuffs on these people? You're going to go to the FBI to investigate the FBI, or you're going to go looking to get information from people, the FBI, to find out what they did wrong. Are you really think you're going to get a good, clean investigation through something like that? I'm not telling you not to do it, but what do you think?
The IG report said here's the four times that Andrew McCabe lied to the FBI. What's Roger Stone going on trial for? McCabe four times is guilty. No, he's actually 100 times more guilty because he did it under color of law, meaning he was doing it as an agent of the U.S. government.
Right.
I'll bet you my tomato sauce versus yours. So I'm giving you like 10 to, I'm giving you 10 to 1 on. Did she like that one?
Yes, she did. She's over there giggling. That is,
I'll bet you my sauce to yours that McCabe is indicted and some others.
Yeah. The problem is I don't make sauce. I make gravy. Put 'em pooch. Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Are you yes. available all week or down the street or where it's
in? Anyway, but, you know, listen, I hope we don't go down the road of doing what the Dems are doing, which is, you know, they're going to investigate everything. They don't care what it is, who it is. If it touched Trump, if it used the name Trump, if it used the word Trump, they're going to run down and investigate. And you know, for the next 18 months, this is all they're going to do. And this might be to our good and to their detriment, but I hope we don't do the same thing. I hope Barr, I want Barr to look into some things, but I don't want this to be, I don't want them to.
No, you know, but the IG is doing it. The IG report's coming out probably in 6 weeks. That's why they wanted Mueller to be on the stand before then so they can still get something.
Right. Well, you know what this means. I believe in capitalism. We're going for a break. We'll make a few bucks. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the report. There's so much more to this and so much garbage that's being thrown all around the place. We'll be back in a few minutes. More Tom Del Vergara right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Game over. The Mueller report released and more people mulling it over online, reading it. President Trump reacts at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president going on to say,
there never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill telling reporters,
the thought Bill Barr at age 69, his second tour as Attorney General, would do anything to tarnish his own image or reputation is completely ridiculous.
As for the move forward, McConnell saying,
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people, and it's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. No, don't even do that. Just grab your phone right now, and I want you to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Some of you have actually sent us images of emails that have been blocked. That when you get the email and you go to open it, it says this site is known to send out spam. So if you're not getting emails or getting blocked or what have you, they haven't started blocking our texts yet. So you want to text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. We're talking about the Mueller report, but my question earlier was, has Barr raised the bar? So I've asked Tom DelVicaro to join me. He's an author, speaker. He's on Fox News on a regular basis. His book is The Divided Era and The New Conservative. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Great to be on, especially on a day when CNN has proven 100% wrong, but as you and I know, they just moved on to the next reason they want to get rid of Trump. Oh, okay, collusion didn't work. The problem is they lost so much credibility.
But did they really?
They lied to people, and now they're trying to tell them, well, now you got to believe us on obstruction. We're 100% wrong on collusion, but we're 100% right on obstruction. And let's face it, that's why Robert Mueller did what he did to give him that.
Yeah, now, to your point, I mean, what I've been telling people is, remember one thing. If President Trump really, really wanted to obstruct this, he didn't have to. Barr did not have to release that report, did he? I mean, technically, legally.
No.
Right.
He could have just said, but. And now that, look, I thought it was unbelievable that he let the White House attorney talk to Mueller. He didn't have to do that.
That's right.
Mueller wouldn't have won that court case. So, you know.
But he got the hide.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, Trump knew at the end of the day that, yeah, he barked out loud, you got to go get rid of that guy. And he said, are you going to get rid of him again? But it didn't go anywhere. So, you know, should Trump have said that? No. Did that make him look bad into some people's eyes? Yeah. But not nearly as bad as the Democrats looked for lying about the whole collusion thing the whole time.
Well, this is the thing with Shifty Schiff. I always say, he's been screaming for 2 years that he has seen evidence, direct evidence, that ties the president to Putin. Where is it? And why don't we handcuff him and put him in a chair and say, look, if you're holding evidence, because you said you had it, if you're holding back evidence, you're obstructing justice. Where is it? We're going to go get it.
Yeah. Not only that, if this whole thing wasn't a scam, like they did with Dianne Feinstein, they went and told you have a spy among you, and she got rid of him.
Right.
If they were worried about it with Trump, they would have said, you have a spy among you. But that's not what they were doing. They didn't give a damn about Russia. This was always, always about getting Trump.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about it. I was saying that earlier on the show, is that I have never had, and I've been in bad positions, but I have never had such hate for a person that I'm kind of eaten up 24/7 and going, they don't care about anything else going on around them. Every little crack, anything that smells like they might be able to use it, they're going after him on a regular basis. Now, he also could have, if he wanted to, he could also put out for executive privilege and held back a lot of this information. So there are a lot of things that he could have done to truly obstruct this report. Somebody was saying, well, what about all the tweets that he was sitting on? I said, so? So what he was doing is he's screaming out loud through Twitter, but every time the Mueller people asked him for something, he gave it to them. So on one side, he's calling it a witch hunt. He's saying this is ridiculous and a useless, a waste of time, but then he's giving them what they're asking for. Again, where's the obstruction?
Well, you should tell those people. Ask them, did they say that Clinton was obstructing when he attacked his special counsel? Just go ahead and do it. Just tell him, Google Clinton attack Ken Starr. And they'll see a ton. And let me see, and ask them, so, did you think Clinton was obstructing justice? Of course they didn't. It's like this pathetic human being, Jerry Nadler, who fought tooth and nail to not have the Star Report go public, and now he's all about it. I'm sorry, did you have a Road to Damascus moment we didn't know about? No, it is Easter season. I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, it is beyond me. But you're seeing that. We're seeing it front and center now. And, you know, Tom, when I first started the show, I refused to let anybody say that, you know, leftism was a sickness, was a disease. And I'm getting more and more down that road of saying, in watching what's happened, even in the last 2 years, it's almost like this rash or this disease was bubbling up under the skin, and now it's broken the surface and it can't go back. There is never a let up for a second as to what's going on. But you like this guy Barr. You really think that he's going to, is he going to help Trump drain the swamp? Is he going to be able to make a real difference?
I think he's 69 years old. He doesn't care about Jerry Nadler or CNN or anybody. I think he's going to go out a patriot. He's just going to say, you know what? This is the way it is. Hey, look, he said it. I'm sorry, did you remind me at length of what the last attorney general said and when on the issue of whether spying was serious matter? No, he didn't even use the word. So, he's no nonsense. He's gonna say what he believes, and he's got the facts on his side. Don't tell me they didn't spy, Joe. It's the spy statute. You have to get permission to spy. That's the whole point of FISA.
Yeah.
A special court to grant privileges to spy.
Why do you need to get special privilege? Because that's how bad it is.
Yeah, but now wait a minute. You obviously didn't hear Comey, because electronically listen, he never really considered listening to somebody electronically as spying.
Yeah, somebody, the GOP put out Jerry Nadler's a video of him saying that they shouldn't have to do it under Kinstar. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I know you're on other networks as I am, and the one that I always nailed them on is when I'm on with CNN, I always go back to, well, you were okay with it under Obama. You didn't make a noise about it. You actually defended him. So why is it now not okay under Trump? And they hate those moments, and now they start saying, well, you can't start saying what if, or you can't go back to the past. Go, why not? That is, you keep talking about Trump, you know, having this way of doing business. Well, isn't that a way of doing business for your party when you overlook it when your people do it? Isn't that a way of doing business? Also, they hate that. But it's true. It's just the way they've always done business.
Yeah, well, of course. Come on. it's ridiculous. We still live in a world where they colluded and charged the other guy with collusion.
That was great.
That's where we live.
That's great. I would like to see Trump release maybe once every 10 days. I'm saying every Friday, but I'm enjoying this too much. Once every 10 days, I think he should totally release, like, the Benghazi papers, and then 10 days later release the email investigation papers.
I think he
papers.
Is going to.
You think so?
What?
Oh, you must listen to the show.
Once, I do like hearing your wife's voice in the background. You raised a good point. But the IG report's going to be bad, Joe. It's going to make this look like candy.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be hard hitting. Should be hard hitting.
Man, I hope, you know, Tom, we'll talk about this inside the break, but I hope you're right, because I have seen what's gone down, and sometimes I question as to whether the FBI or other groups have something on these people where they won't actually come out and speak the whole truth. But we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mastini, your host. Don't go far. Tom Del Beccaro will be with us after the break. You'll see the real side.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. No, seriously. Get involved, get engaged. We have a live chat room up on the website. There's a Facebook feed. I know I have to stop and think for a second. There's a Facebook feed, and you can get involved in the conversation there as well. And so we want to, listen, I don't want to welcome them, family, because they've been around a long time, but I was talking to the station there, owner there, and he said, you never talk about us. Well, it's kind of hard to talk about them all. KYAH, 540 AM out of Utah. Always a great station. We got a call from there tonight. That's what reminded me to do it. I love all you guys, and I'm not just, that's not a Hollywood love. I really do appreciate the stations that carry the show. And again, if the show isn't being carried in your area, I told you what to do, and you're not paying attention. But I told you what to do. Call the station manager, call the station owner, and say, why aren't you carrying The Real Side? What is wrong with you people? And if you don't get the response you want, let me know. I'd be more than happy to get involved. Well, let's bring him on. I always have a good time with my good friend Tom Del Beccaro is with me. He's an author, a speaker. He's been on Fox News many, 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 many times. He's also the author of The Divided Era. You got to pick up a copy of that book. Seriously, you have to pick up a copy of that book. Tom, thanks for being with me.
I love it. Thanks so much for having me on. It would be great if people got the divided era and could understand that the more government decides, the more it divides. And that's what government is. It's at the center of your lives. You know, we are paying far too much attention to politics because politics pays far too much attention to every single thing we do.
I sometimes wonder, and I'm not sold out on this idea, but I sometimes wonder, I sit here and say, you know, guys, the Mueller report isn't the only thing going on in the world. Right? Little rocket man set off another rocket. We still have issues in Syria. Right? We still got men dying in Afghanistan. I mean, I can go down a whole list of things, but we're totally focused on the Mueller report. And I'm not so sure that this is done on purpose. You know?
Look, they wanted outright to derail this presidency. That's what this was about always. And the amazing thing is how much this guy's gotten done. From a historical perspective, you can dislike him or whatever you want, but he has the best judicial record of any Republican president ever. He put in a big tax reform. He put in a VA reform. He is deregulating. I mean, he did prison reform. I mean, it's a big thing that this guy is doing, but the Democrats don't care. They don't try and argue the merits. They just demonize. And look, they've demonized Republican presidents since Eisenhower.
Oh yeah,
Eisenhower was dumb. Nixon was too smart, so he had to be evil. Ford was dumb. Reagan was dumb. Bush 43 was doddering. I'm 41, 43 was doddering, and now this guy is evil as well. That's all they do.
I love it. It's constant. I always say it. It's my mantra online all the time. When it comes to the Democrats, they're always good. We're always doing evil. I mean, Nancy Pelosi. You know, here's a woman who, you know, it would be abortion for everybody all the time from the second of conception to whatever. And she has said several occasions that they do the work of God and we do the work of Satan. And I'm thinking, what God are you talking about? Because I don't understand what you're talking about here. Even the Pope won't get in the same room with you. So,
Even this Pope.
It's a skewed way of looking at things. It shows you where the ideology is. And I don't know, the way it is today, with the group that we have today, is do you see any way, I mean, you wrote The Divided Era, do you see any way that we can come together and find common ground to work with?
Of course.
You're such
an optimist. When the threat from without exceeds the peril from within, we will find common ground. That means war. That means some sort of national catastrophe. But that's not a good thing. But this is the fault of those who support big government. This is what happens when you support big government. The left wants, our government spends $7.5 trillion a year now. The left wants it spent one way. The right wants it spent a different way, and therefore they fight over the way to spend the money.
That's right.
That's no minor battle. $7 trillion is a ton of money. This is inherent in the process. The next Republican president will not be liked by the left. Guess what? The next Democrat president will not be liked by the right. Because they're doing massive things. If they were doing barely anything, and you lived your life government-free, you wouldn't care what they did. I'm telling you, James Monroe, part of the reason why I wrote The Divided Era was to fix the image of James Monroe, who was told he wasn't smart enough. Sound familiar? And I had to laugh when Obama said that Hillary's the most qualified for running for president. James Monroe had been in Congress. He had been a senator. He had been a diplomat. He actually held two cabinet positions at the same time, advisor to presidents. No one even came close to, over the years, to his experience. Anyway, James Monroe was the last guy to run unopposed. Imagine that. He ran unopposed. There was a bank. There was a massive bank failure based on speculator bankers, in part. And he still ran unopposed. The Missouri Compromise happened under his watch, and very divisive. How did he manage to do this? Because the rest of the time, he didn't try and tell people how to live their lives. And as a result, he didn't divide people with legislation. He was asked to. He didn't do it. That's what we need today. I get a kick out of these people complaining that Congress, this Congress is a do-nothing Congress. God, I would love to have a do-nothing Congress. I really would. I mean, really, like, they did nothing? They showed up and didn't pass anything? I would love that.
I agree with you. I'm sitting here thinking the more they get involved, the more trouble we have. Look at how many. Is it New Hampshire? What did we just find out? They get paid $1 a year, and they meet for a very short period of time. What is Texas meets every 2 years. I mean, would you love? This was never meant to be a full time job and be in our faces full time. You're never going to get it done, but love to rewrite it so these guys are not there 365. You know.
Yeah.
So somebody said it, and I blew it, because when we get together, I just forget what I'm talking about. We were going to talk about the IG's report, and you are sure that it's going to be hard. You're sure that it's hopefully it'll have some teeth. I am not so sure, enough because I don't trust the guy or anything, or trust the person doing it, but it always seems like somehow something gets hidden or not talked about or not written about. I think it's because, I don't want to call it the deep state, but I think there's some nasty, dark things happening that are keeping these people from writing what they should be writing, from exposing what they should expose.
Yes, he did expose stuff as it related to the last report that he did. I mean, he referred somebody for a felony count, McCabe. And also, his is not the last word. He's just doing a report, and Bill Barr said he has a team looking at it. Well, that team's going to take that report and say, okay, here's what we think should be done. So, I am confident that he is going to take action. He's completely no-nonsense. He doesn't hang around. He doesn't sit up there and smile and act like he's important. There's none of those things. He's completely no-nonsense.
No, he had that look on his face. Like,
spying is a big deal.
Yeah.
Spying is a big deal. Who else has said that, by the way?
Nobody. Absolutely nobody. You're right.
Okay. So there you go. I mean, he's no Jeff Sessions.
No, he had that look about him like, okay, are we done with this tomfoolery? I'm out of here. Okay. Being out of here.
Yes, he could have hung around and took the media spotlight in.
Yeah.
By the way, he
not
doesn't
interested.
Believe that's, that's
right.
Not, he doesn't believe that's the job.
We're up against it. Where do people find you?
PoliticalVanguard.com, and please buy The Divided Era at Amazon.com. Thanks
we'll,
so much.
We'll put it up on the link, and Tom, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate it.
All right, boss. Can't wait for the sauce off.
We're going to have to do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side. Don't go far. Next hour, smorgasbord of crazy stories out of San Francisco and other places. Well, San Francisco, what can I tell you? Be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side.